Lee Taft, once again, the South Central Regional Director for Lambda Legal, is going to field questions, and I'm sure he'll remind you again, but just remember that you'll have those opportunities to get that B footage, but please don't shout questions to the plaintiffs as they leave. We want to respect their privacy and their right to that, certainly in light of this ruling.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Taft, why has there been such a shroud of secrecy about these two men? Do you have to be perfect to win at the Supreme Court, and y'all didn't want the blemishes in their background to be out there?
I think that rather than thinking in terms of a shroud of secrecy, there was a respectfulness around people's privacy. As I said at the beginning, to be a plaintiff in a high-profile case, John and Tyrone were not out seeking to be plaintiffs. There are cases where you can see where people sign up to be plaintiffs because it's a theoretical matter. This was not a theoretical matter. This was a practical conviction. This was real-life stuff. John and Tyrone were not, out there being selected by anyone. This is what happened in their lives. They agreed to go forward with this, but they wanted their lives to be protected in terms of privacy. So rather than a shroud of privacy, I would use the word that there was a respectfulness of that privacy, which we've kept throughout the litigation, which we intend to keep today. Thank you.
Was it them that wanted it, or was it y'all that wanted it?
It was the plaintiffs and it was John and Tyrone asked for that. We were very respectful of that, and we have been intentional in protecting their privacy.
Mr. Taft, this ruling, by going to privacy, as you mentioned, it was hybrid privacy with a lot of equal protection.
Yes, sir.
It seems like a lot of folks were really going for equal protection as well as maybe a gateway to legalization of gay marriage, standardization of benefits, that sort of thing. Is that a disappointment that the ruling itself seems to be fairly narrow on privacy?
This is a much broader ruling. I think that actually that a ruling on equal protection would have been a narrow ruling. A ruling on equal protection would have affected only four states. The ruling that we received on privacy today, it erases sodomy statutes across the country so that all 13 sodomy states, they are all now, they're gone. What it does is it sends a message to legislatures, for instance, that there had been only an equal protection ruling. Then perhaps a legislature could have revived the sodomy statute and making it a general statute. So this is actually a broader ruling. This is a ruling that to have the court be direct in overruling Hardwick versus Bowers was that was our sort of most fervent hope. That decision is a decision that has shackled LGBT folks for a long time, and to get rid of that decision and the pejorative language contained in it is a fantastic accomplishment. So we're thrilled.
But will it act as a trampoline for other causes like marriage benefits?
If you read Justice Scalia's dissent, Justice Scalia certainly thinks that the majority opinion will open the way for a variety of relationship issues.
What about you?
Well, I'm going to leave that with Justice Scalia. We'll let him.
Here.
Mr. Taft, just to follow up, where do you go in the legal fight from here? Are there any other laws that you want to tackle right now, or what's the next step in the legal fight?
I think it's too soon to make that decision. I think that one of the things that's, of course, something that we've been contemplating. Lambda is a thoughtful and strategic organization, but you had to wait to see how did the decision come down. Remember, the decision came down just 3 or 4 hours ago. So no one has had an opportunity to truly digest it and then to decide where does it go forward. The language is more powerful than I might have imagined. To have the court come out and say, Hardwick was wrong when it was decided and it's wrong today, is stronger than you would have imagined.
Do you think that this is something you're going to be looking at closely to see if it opens the way to gay marriage?
I think that's what Justice Scalia certainly thinks in his dissent. I mean, I think that it would be too soon for me to say to analyze the opinion. I've read the opinion, I've reflected on the opinion, but I thought that it was important to share with you to notice that Justice Scalia thinks that.
On an emotional level, what does it mean for today's decision to come down for you and your clients?
For me, I think for John and Tyrone, we were talking about it. They're heroes. I mean, it takes a lot of courage to withstand this type of litigation. For me personally, I've devoted 25 years of my activist life to getting rid of this statute. Texas enacted the statute in 1973. And in 1978, I became a part of an organization that was dedicated to eradicating Texans of this law. And so 25 years later, when Mitchell and I and John were in the courtroom on March 26th at that oral argument, that's what I thought about. I thought about the fact that in the civil rights movement, we are always standing on someone's shoulders. And as Mitchell noted, I was imagining all the men and women on whose shoulders we were standing that day in getting to this particular moment that we were, and that I was overwhelmed with gratitude that Lambda Legal was the organization handling it, because they're the only organization in the country that has the skill to do what they did. So in answering your question, what are my emotions? I'm filled with joy. I'm filled with a sense of history. The day we walked into the courtroom, you're overwhelmed with the fact that you knew you were walking into a historical moment. And today I'm aware of the fact that we are experiencing a historical moment. This is the most significant case to occur in the gay and lesbian civil rights movement. And there is something absolutely overwhelming and inspiring about it. It says to me that people, this is the time to realize that litigation works, that the idea of impact litigation works.
I'd like to comment also as from a personal perspective. I'd like to comment from a personal perspective as a gay man, in addition to being an attorney who represents gay people. My partner and I have two children, and we live next door to a heterosexual couple. And this ruling sends a message to my family that our relationship, our family, is just as important and is just as protected by the Constitution as my next door neighbor. So although I'm excited and pleased for John and Tyrone and all gay people, personally and emotionally, I am excited to know that the Constitution protects my family as well.
Mitchell, do either of you want to back from the fact that this decision came down that the entire nation celebrates Stonewall?
This weekend, the entire United States of America will be having marches from Boston to New York to Washington to Dallas and Houston. And Houston, as you know, has one of the most widely watched nighttime parades. And it will be a fantastic celebration, and we invite everybody out to come see the parade.
More questions?
Not to invade the gentleman's privacy, but just for accuracy purposes, not to get their ages at least.
What we'll do is we'll. That's sort of one of those private questions. I don't know their ages, so I can't answer that right now, and we're not going to have any direct questions with them right now.
Mr. Lawrence and Garner go after this. Can they lead a life of normalcy, or will there be a life of activism?
Well, I think that will be a choice that John and Tyrone will have to make. I don't know what their choice will be. I think that I'm sure that there will be some period of time following today's ruling that they won't exactly be leading a life of normalcy. But I think that's what both of them hope will soon happen, that they will be leaving that life of normalcy.
Will they be leading it together?
So are there any other questions? Okay, thank you all very much for coming. We appreciate it very much.